Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today we're continuing our series called Praying for Israel, co-written by my friend Heather Johnston of JH Israel. I believe this week's series will bless your heart as you continue to grow in love for Israel. Life can be complicated, full, busy, crazy loud, and deafeningly silent, all at the same time. Our hearts get numb. Our senses are so overloaded and constantly bombarded. I sometimes wonder if my heart and soul can keep step without suffering irreparable harm. Yet, we knew God called us to interrupt the chaos and make room for a trip to Israel. So the preparations had been made, and the big day finally came. We landed in Israel, tired, hot, and slightly discouraged that pieces of luggage had been lost in transit. Worn and weary, we began our adventure, making our way out to the desert towards the Dead Sea. We were tired. Could God work under these conditions? Wasn't this too hard for Him? I had no idea what God wanted to show me, but I was doubting it would be enough to impact my weary heart. I envisioned a lot of sand, rocks, and stone relics. As a Christian, I knew Israel was important, and I had read about Israel in my Bible. However, a true love for Israel had never been transplanted to my heart. I knew I was supposed to be in love, but to be honest, it felt more like an obligation and not true love. So I asked, yes, I simply asked God, awaken my heart to your love for Israel. I need a miracle in my heart. And somewhere in the journey, a miracle happened. God jump-started my heart and awakened it like the dawn. God placed a supernatural love for Israel in my heart. He turned on a light. He turned the light on inside a room in my heart I never even knew was there. My heart began to beat with a new life and passion. I was in love with Israel and her people, overcome with emotion and filled with delight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My friend, God can do the same for you. Visiting Israel is wonderful. However, you don't have to take a trip for God to awaken your heart to Israel. Just make room in the chaos and ask Him. Let's pray together. God, I ask you to show me how you love Israel. Awaken my heart to what's on your heart. Show me how to pray for Israel. I want to journey deeper into your heart. Turn on the light for Israel in my heart too. In your name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.